June 9th, 2015. Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear daughter, you notice that all my images around you seem sad today. It is because so few partake of the graces offered here at this site. We have continued miraculous healings and conversions. Clearly, the hand of God reaching down to touch many. Yet too many rely on worldly endorsements and approvals, and consequently do not believe. We have yet another apparition approaching. I weep for the ones responsible for discouraging others from coming here. Some have been given misinformation about heaven's intervention here. I hold each one responsible for finding the truth and accepting information as truth only because of who said it. You cannot change the truth by merit of your office. Please take to heart Jonah, chapter 3. Even the ruler accepted Jonah's words as true and repented. As a result, God did not carry out his wrath. These days my children do not listen, using the erroneous opinions of leaders as a reason to race towards God's wrath. This is why I appear sad today. Heaven speaks, but few respond. My coming to you does not mean all is well and forgiven. You must repent and seek God's mercy from the greatest and most influential to the least. Every heart counts. My son has waited patiently, but will not be put off much longer. When he lowers his hand of justice, you will understand my urgent pleas to you. Pray that the heart of the world responds as in Jonah's day. Do not clothe your hearts in worldly approvals, but in humility, recognize heaven's warning. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3. Synopsis: The Repentance and Conversion of the People of Nineveh. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he cried, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation, and published through Nineveh, By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned away from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.